It's Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. EU and US moves on big tech, more updates to SolarWinds Orion's hack, and another vector for systems management hacks. This is the Business of Tech. Let's start with regulation today, which will set the stage for the entire day. The EU has proposed significant new rules on big tech in the Digital Services Act, which requires online intermediaries to act more swiftly against illegal content and provide users with transparency on their actions. The act also restricts large companies, which are being labeled gatekeepers, from engaging in anti-competitive behaviors. In the US, the FTC has ordered Amazon, Facebook, TikTok via ByteDance, Discord, Facebook, Twitter, Snap, Reddit, and YouTube to share information on how they collect and use data from their users. The companies have 45 days to respond, and the agency is using its powers under Section 6B of the FTC Act, which allows broad studies separate from law enforcement. Why do we care? The changing climate, that's why we care. This is the macro trend playing out and the way it will happen. For smaller companies, play this out. You're a local policymaker and you are dealing with cybersecurity threats in your communities and against your businesses. You now have both air cover and public interest based on what is happening at the macro level, and you can move with popular support. And that's why we care. Day 3 of the fallout from the SolarWinds Orion hack. Microsoft announced today that they will be blocking versions of the SolarWinds Orion that contain the compromised code, versions 2019.4 through 2020.2.1, released between March 2020 and June 2020. In most cases, the malware is present, yet dormant, as the attackers were focused on specific uses. Microsoft has also intervened to seize the domain used for command and control, and is using a technique called sinkholing, where data is captured from the beacons on all systems to help identify compromises. The National Security Council is invoking Presidential Directive 41, which, quote, facilitates continuous and comprehensive coordination for whole-of-government efforts to identify, mitigate, remediate, and respond to this incident, end quote. This creates a chain of command for responding to the cyber incident. CRN is reporting of Microsoft's relationship to the hack, as two key victims had their Microsoft Office 365 accounts compromised, which allowed Russian intelligence to monitor staff emails at the Commerce Department's National Telecommunication and Information Administration. The Washington Post is reporting that investors Silverlake and Thoma Bravo sold significant portions of their shares in SolarWinds on December 7th, the same day CEO Kevin Thompson resigned, and 2 days before its announcement of its new CEO. Why do we care? Tactically, while I don't expect most small service providers are using Orion products, that likelihood increases with size, and ensuring you're not running a compromised version is important, as well as knowing that they will soon be blocked by Microsoft Defender. There's clearly a theme today, and it's government oversight. It may be slow, but there will be more actions to come on this. Before anyone makes too many assumptions, focus on the patience of letting the system play out. Watch attentively and do not fill in the gaps in knowledge with speculation. That said, be mindful of observing. I swear this isn't purely a security podcast, but HPE has disclosed a critical zero-day flaw in HPE Systems Insight Manager for Windows and Linux. Mitigation info for Windows has been provided, and at the time of this recording, a security update is not out. I also want to highlight a story about package theft, where the thieves are using Amazon jackets to pass as delivery drivers. Why do we care? Bring up the HPE exploit to observe that what happened to SolarWinds could and likely will happen to anyone. The key takeaway is about securing your management tools. Monitor the monitors and ensure they're locked down. With SolarWinds this time, that's not to say it's going to be someone else tomorrow. Also, I noted the Amazon theft story to reinforce social engineering attacks. Remember that in your security profile. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Clearly security day, but it's all very relevant. Talk to you again tomorrow.